Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Island of the Blue Dolphins by Scott Odell. I remember the day the Aleut ship came to our island. At first, it seemed like a small shell afloat on the sea. Then it grew larger and was a gull with folded wings. At last, in the rising sun, it became what it really was, a red ship with two red sails. My brother and I had gone to the head of a canyon that winds down to a little harbor, which is called Coral Cove. We had gone to gather roots that grow there in the spring. My brother Ramo was only a little boy, half my age, which was 12. He was small for one who had lived so many suns and moons, but quick as a cricket. Also foolish as a cricket when he was excited. For this reason, and because I wanted him to help me gather roots and not go running off, I said nothing about the shell I saw or the gull with folded wings. I went on digging in the brush with my pointed stick as though nothing at all were happening on the sea, even when I knew for sure that the gull was a ship with two red sails. But Ramo's eyes missed little in the world. They were black like a lizard's, and very large, and like the eyes of a lizard, could sometimes look sleepy. This was the time when they saw the most. This was the way they looked now. They were half-closed, like those of a lizard lying on a rock about to flick out its tongue to catch a fly. "The sea is smooth," Ramo said. "It is a flat stone without any scratches." My brother liked to pretend that one thing was another. "The sea is not a stone without scratches," I said. "It is..."